Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 54, Scene 2, Pradyumna Returns to Dwaraka. Pradyumna's wife, Mayavati, could travel in outer space, and therefore they directly reached his father's capital, Dwaraka, by the airways. They passed above the palace of Lord Krishna and began to come down just like a cloud comes down with lightning. The inner section of a palace is known as Antakpura, or private apartments. Pradyumna and Mayavati could see that there were many women there, and so they sat down amongst them. And when the women saw Pradyumna dressed in bluish garments, with very long arms, curling hair, beautiful eyes, a smiling reddish face, jewelry and ornaments, they first of all could not recognize him as Pradyumna, a personality different from Lord Krishna. They all felt themselves to be very much blessed by the sudden presence of Krishna, and so they wanted to hide in a different corner of the palace. When the women saw, however, that all the characteristics of Krishna were not present in the personality of Pradyumna, out of curiosity, they came back again to see him and his wife, Mayavati. All of them were conjecturing as to who he was, for he was so beautiful. And among the women was Rukmini Devi, who was equally beautiful, with her lotus-like eyes. Seeing Pradyumna, Rukmini naturally remembered her own son, and so milk began to flow from her breast out of motherly affection. Then she began to wonder, "Who is this beautiful young boy? Why, he appears to be the most beautiful person. Who is that fortunate young woman able to give birth to this nice boy in her womb and become his mother? And who is that young woman who has accompanied him? How have they met? Now, remembering my own son, who was stolen even from the maternity home, why, I can only guess that if he is living somewhere, he might have grown by this time to be like this boy." Simply by intuition, Rukmini could understand that Pradyumna was her own lost son. And she could also observe that Pradyumna resembled Lord Krishna in every respect. Rukmini was struck with wonder as to how he had acquired all the symptoms of Krishna. She therefore began to think more confidently that the boy must be her own grown-up son, because she felt so much affection for him. And, as an auspicious sign, her left arm was trembling. At that very moment, Lord Krishna, along with his mother and father, Devaki and Vasudeva, appeared on the scene. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, of course, could understand everything, yet in that situation, Krishna remained silent. However, by the desire of Lord Sri Krishna, the great sage Narada also appeared on the scene, and he began to disclose all the incidents. How Pradyumna had been stolen from the maternity home, and how Pradyumna had grown up and had come there with his wife Mayavati, who formerly had been Rati, the wife of Cupid. And when everyone was informed of the mysterious disappearance of Pradyumna and how he had grown up, they all became struck with wonder, because now they had gotten back their dead son after they were almost hopeless of his return. So when they understood that it was Pradyumna who was present, they began to receive him with great delight. One after another, all of the members of the family, namely Devaki, Vasudeva, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Balaram, and Rukmini, and all the women of the family, began to embrace both Pradyumna and his wife Mayavati. When the news of Pradyumna's return was spread all over the city of Dwaraka, all the astonished citizens began to come with great anxiety to see the lost Pradyumna. They began to say, "Oh, the dead son has come back. What can be more pleasing than this?" Srila Shukadeva Goswami has explained that in the beginning, all the residents of the palace, who were all mothers and stepmothers of Pradyumna, mistook him to be Krishna. And so they were all bashful, infected by the desire for conjugal love. But the explanation is that Pradyumna's personal appearance is exactly like Krishna's, and Pradyumna was factually Cupid himself. So there was no cause of astonishment, therefore, when the mothers of Pradyumna and the other women mistook him in that way. It is clear from the statement that Pradyumna's bodily characteristics were so similar to Krishna's that he was mistaken to be Krishna even by his own mother. Thus ends chapter 54, scene 2. Pradyumna returns to Dwaraka. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Vipina Purandara Navina Garabara Vanshi Vardana Duvasa Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.